What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, producer Ramona?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You want me to come back and ask you a question later?
No.
Well, I mean, there was some sort of delay in the answer. It was one you didn't want to think about.
No.
Oh, I want to think about it because
I could change it.
Honestly,
now.
In the last 24 hours, I wanted to kill about 50 people. I swear to God. And
I just want to kill one.
And here's the thing. Twitter is amongst them. Like, I got a text you wrote me just now. Why is there a warning on your Twitter page? I don't know. Warning of what? I have no idea. Here's why I can't answer you. Because they won't let me in my own Twitter account. I had to verify last night that it was my account. And this morning it worked fine. And now they want me to verify it again.
Is someone posing as you?
No, they... It's just a stupid Twitter. I mean, again... Yesterday they made me verify, and last night I went on Twitter and it wouldn't let me on. You know, I'm not one of these people who walks around with a cell phone in their face. I throw it in the Jeep. You know, so at 1 a.m. last night I went out to get the cell phone to retrieve the super secret code that they were giving me. So I punched the super secret code in. Right. And
you had to go
my cell phone, not even my friggin' email. Which is, you know, and the last time they did this, I think it was to my email, but cell phone. And so at 1 a.m. I went and retrieved my super secret code and punched it in. And then they let me in and it was fine until today. And I get here today, and it's making me do the same thing. Guess where it is?
Oh, your cell phone's in your car?
So I won't have...
Is it even the right Jeep that it's in?
Well, that's always a good question.
Yeah.
But so I will not have Twitter access. So if you're writing me on Twitter right now, I can't access it for the moment until I verify who I am. So we'll see. No, I don't think so, 230. I don't think so. But we'll find out. You want to get in 654-766.
Are you going to tell us the shirt story from yesterday?
Oh.
I want to know how many of these shirts you bought.
Okay.
After the first one.
All right. So here's what happens, right? I went back and I ordered like 8 more things. There were like 2 pairs of pants and shirts and I think 1 pair of sweats and that kind of thing, right?
Oh, okay. So you ordered all this stuff from them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Text says Twitter makes the sucks out loud list this week. They do. So that's what I write, right? Or that's what I do. I order like 8 things. And, you know, remember last time it took like months for the singular shirt to get there.
Right.
This time they actually get there fairly quickly. But they use a carrier that, you know, isn't a normal carrier that most people in this country use. Okay.
Right.
In any case, they send it in this big plastic envelope, right? And I open it up, and inside, the clothes are mostly in these giant, like, freezer bags that have a Ziploc top to them, individually in these giant freezer bags. Then there's a couple that are actually sealed. And so the first thing I pull out, the first thing I pull out of the bag is this giant shirt with an American Eagle, American flag on it. It's like size 4X, and
obviously
it's not remotely close to anything I've ordered. Okay, It's this giant eagle and American flag on this giant, like, bed shirt, I guess. It's like 4X, you know, or I don't know, Mark Me and Gino shirt. In any case, that's like the first thing I pull out. The second thing I pull out is this bright red t-shirt, which is a color I would never buy. Ever, 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 nor had I bought this t-shirt. Then there's this gray button-down, which, of course, a long-sleeve gray button-down, which I ordered, of course, nothing remotely similar to that. Nothing even remotely similar to a gray button-down. I did order one tank top that they had, that they actually had right. And then the two pairs of pants... there were two pairs of pants. That's all I can say. Whether they're the actual ones I ordered or not, I don't have any idea. And then there was, then there was this New Orleans Saints colored shirt with a giant fleur-de-lis on it, which of course I didn't order at all. Fleur-de-lis.
Giant
fleur-de-lis. And I don't know, maybe they were listening over in China and heard me say that I thought the Saints would win at least 11 games and just decided to throw that in. But, you know, it's interesting because it's a novel way of doing business. We don't really care what the heck you ordered. We're just going to throw things in your bag that we have at hand. So you live and learn.
Here's what happened. To recap, you ordered a shirt a long time ago, and it turned out to be okay. Because remember, you were going to order that shirt, and you were going to wash it and see if it was actually a shirt. And you were saying, this is what they do. They send you a good shirt, and then you order some more stuff. Exactly happened to you.
It was a shirt. It was a shirt that I ordered.
I know. So they did that order correctly.
It didn't really resemble the picture.
Okay. Did it wash?
I wouldn't know. I have not. I've not endeavored to wear it yet. No.
But that being the case, you went and decided to order a bunch of stuff from the same place.
I did because
they bait and switch you like you thought they would
stuff,
do.
Well, the stuff looks cool in the pictures. It looks cool and well made in the pictures, but then you get it
and it looks amateur.
Right. It looks cheaply constructed.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It looks cheaply constructed. But in this particular case, there's really no way to gauge that because I didn't get any of the things I actually ordered.
Yeah.
It's just some giant grab bag in which they decided to put whatever they wanted to.
I said we're sending this over to America. We'll throw American flag
in
there.
We'll throw an American flag
with
in there
an eagle.
And a fleur-de-lis if they heard the segment on the Saints. I'm not sure. But honestly, when the first thing I pulled out was this giant American Eagle flag shirt, I had to laugh. There's nothing else to do but laugh. Now, it was an expensive lesson because, you know, the shipping was like $8 million. The clothes were really cheap, but the shipping was like $8 million. And the funny thing is, I tried to pay by PayPal at first, and PayPal was like, hey, man, are you sure you want to do that? Hey, man.
So PayPal, even PayPal didn't
want to. Right. PayPal came out and said, hey, man, are you sure? Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to do that, man? And of course, I said, yeah. Yeah, man, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Send me that American flag shirt.
Yeah, with a big eagle.
You know, I've had like a million chances to buy an American flag shirt, you know, like from America. But who knew the first one I would get was from China?
From China.
From China. This giant 4X American flag shirt.
You can actually put it on a pole outside.
By the way, in the sizes, they just throw in whatever size they want. Like the two pairs of pants, I actually looked for the size. I couldn't even find them.
They didn't even put the size tag in there.
Find the size. On the pants. But I now have like 8 things I will never wear out of the house.
Yeah, so but you're gonna wear them.
Yeah. I'm gonna be sitting there with my giant American flag shirt on. Goes to my knees. and on Sundays I'll be wearing my Saints shirt, apparently. Yeah.
America's yeah, team. Maybe they think that's America's right. team.
Yeah, I'll be wearing my Saint shirt. Now that bright red shirt, I guess I'll only be wearing that when I drive the red Jeep.
We can wash
so
it.
So I can match like everything else does.
Well, wash Jeep. It and it'll turn pink.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I just and then the tank top?
Yeah, did that fit?
There's language on there that I can't read.
What?
Yeah.
A foreign language or yes. bad language?
No, a foreign language.
Okay.
It probably says, you great big American sucker, you. You know, that's probably what it says. Because I have no idea. I have no idea what it says. So it'd be sort of dangerous to wear that anyway. So, yeah, you know, what are you saying?
I said I'm out now.
Why? There's no, you know, and so the thing is, you know, when you order from one of those companies, there are like eight others that you suddenly start getting stuff from on the internet because they're all somehow linked together.
It could be the same owner.
Yeah, they all somehow have the same kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe they have to like keep reinventing themselves.
Oh, new identities.
Yeah.
Aliases. Yeah. No, I'm sure. I have no doubt. There's an element of that. Terry says, Walt, what do you think about the Manning's coverage of the game last night? I'm going to talk about that when we come back. And a million other things. You know, it occurs to me, I heard an NFL news flash today, and it said that Jerry Jeudy, Denver Broncos wide receiver, these are random thoughts now. Jerry Jeudy, NFL, Denver Broncos wide receiver, is going to be out 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. I thought that was interesting, that Jerry Jeudy, former Alabama receiver, is going to be out 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. In Alabama, you give them that tightrope surgery or whatever that thing is called, and you're back on the field like in 10 days. I've always said this. I've always asked why the NFL doesn't utilize that procedure. I think there are some obvious answers to be found, guessed at in that equation. So, yeah. Sprinter says, usually the Chinese size is run small, like a large is a small in USA. Yeah, not this 4X deal. I can tell you that. There's no rhyme or reason to that either. All right, lines are completely jammed. You want in, 654-7627. Paul, you'll be up first when we get back.
Back by popular demand, Gary Mahaffey and I are reinstituting the Medicare Question of the Week for you. This has been a segment that many of you have identified with, as evidenced by the many questions you have sent us for Gary. Gary, listener asks, I know the annual enrollment period begins in October and that Gary can't market 2022 plans before the 15th. Can we get an appointment now to meet with Gary in October?
Walt, this listener is reading my mind. Every year I promise to make every reasonable accommodation to meet with everyone who wants to meet with me. Existing customers or potential new customers. I've had appointments at midnight, 2 a.m., 5 a.m. While I'm sure folks think this may not be reasonable, anyone who has an appointment will be seen. As the listener so aptly put it, we can make appointments today, and the early bird still catches the worm. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484.
There you go, listeners. You will thank Gary and I later.
Hey, y'all, it's Dabo. When I'm not coaching, I love to ride my brand new bike from Tim's Harley Davidson. They really took their time to make sure I found just the right motorcycle. Now, I'm part of the legendary Tim's family tradition, and you know, it feels great. Plus, I know my machine is in good hands, because they're going to keep her running right. Skill, knowledge, and experience. These guys are definitely all in. Hope you'll visit my friends at Tim's Harley Davidson today. See you on the road. Go Tigers.
Hi folks, Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each and every Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Daniel at Walhalla. Pregame starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget, you can help us pick where we go each week. Just log on to our website, WCCPFM.com, and vote on our poll question presented by Stephen Fisher Allstate in Clemson. Are you in good hands?
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust for nearly 20 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2021 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, Food Lion, Lowe's Foods, Dollar General, and convenience stores, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
When you're walking your dog or checking your mail, look at your driveway. It's really starting to show its age, isn't it? If your driveway needs a partial or full replacement, Madewell Concrete has you covered with their dedicated team of professionals to get the job done right for a beautiful driveway that will last. If you call right now, they're even offering 12 months no-interest payment plans and $500 off your project of 800 square feet or more. Call Madewell Concrete Greenville today at 864-249-7138.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Whether it's lunchtime, dinner time, or sometime in between, your Pie Clemson has cheesy signature pastas, freshly made pizzas, paninis, refreshing salads, and gelato, sure to satisfy your cravings. Visit Your Pie from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily at 111 Earl Street, downtown Clemson, where you can dine on the patio or order to go. Their staff has implemented extra precautions to make sure your dining experience is as health conscious and delicious as possible. It's fresh and just the way you like it. We'll see you at Your Pie Clemson.
105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. All the lines are lit. Tessa said I ordered a blanket last winter off Wish. I don't know what that is, where everything comes from China. 3 months later, it got here. Nothing inside the blanket, just the cover.
Wow. Well, oh, no filling, no fuzzy part? Yeah.
Well, at least I got mine. Well, I mean, I got somebody's. I didn't get...
you got somebody's.
Yeah, I didn't get mine. You know, I should bring that shirt in just to show you. Just to prove what I'm saying. This giant... I mean, it's the first thing I pulled out. And, you know, again, the just to be clear, the order cost me $220-something, all right? The actual clothes order was like dirt cheap. It was like $150. It was like $149 for like 8 things, including 2 pairs of pants. But then they had like, then they tacked on like, you know, $70 shipping because they're sending it from, you know.
Clothes are light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, have made that much.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they've got to get them here by, you know, covered wagon, you know, pigeon. I don't know. However they got here, they were just on my porch in a plastic bag one day. And it was not your normal run-of-the-mill carriers that you would associate with delivery. There was not UPS. It was not FedEx, et cetera. It was obviously not Amazon. And again, the first thing I saw, I reached in, I pulled this stuff out, and the first thing that pops out is this giant American flag shirt.
Yeah, you got hysterical.
I had to laugh. I'm thinking to myself, yep, that's now right there. That's what you deserve. And that's like them playing a joke on me too. Okay, American, here's what we have for you. Here's what we have for you. I had no idea why you bugged out at the end of that last segment, but no. I was saying that they're just saying that shirt in whatever language it's in probably just says Great Big American Sucker. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you bought all that after you bought the first one.
Because I'm a Great Big American Sucker.
Yeah,
did you not read the shirt?
I thought that was just
Did you not read the shirt? It says right on it, Great Big American Sucker.
I thought that was
first they sent me the flag, and then the last thing I pull out is the Great Big American Sucker tank.
I thought that was just for Jeeps.
What's just for Jeeps?
Great Big American Sucker.
Well, yeah. Well, that's wrong. I love my Jeeps, regardless of.
I know you do.
Regardless of all the
whether they run or not, yeah. I know you do. So does your towing company.
Yeah, but I still want a Bronco too. I've been investigating those Broncos. They come in so many, you know, flavors that, and there are these rumors of.
Well,
these,
for a while you wanted a Hummer.
Yeah. Well, there are these rumors of these of this new Bronco. What did I say it was called? It's supposed to come out in 2023.
Oh, I can't. There's one. Isn't one named after Bigfoot or something?
Yeah,
too?
No, but that's the, there's the Sasquatch,
yeah.
Bigfoot one.
Yeah.
Which I like. But they have some, I'm drawing a blank on it now. They have some new one coming out in 2023 that has a pretty cool name, but it's a name I'm not remembering right at the moment. And that one is supposed to have like allegedly, like a 550 horsepower engine in it.
That's why you want.
Paul, how are you, Paul?
Just fine, Walt. Hey, you know what's going on with your Twitter account, don't you?
No, what's that?
You shouldn't have never said. Shouldn't have never said nothing about our governor every week.
But, you know, I didn't think about that.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%, Walt.
Yeah, I have a message for him and his minions. Then screw off. There's my message for him.
Because you know all these social media types, you know, like Facebook.com. You say anything about any liberal, you're gone. You know, or even a. You know, the liberals got on. We must have got upset because you said something about a Republican. You know? I don't know.
For the first time.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I just thought it's fun. Hey, but when you get this stuff from China, you do wash your hands and stuff, don't you? Because me and my wife, we go around. She orders stuff from China, and I fuss at her, and I say, make sure you wash your hands.
Well, hey look, here's a newsflash. We don't make anything anymore, so nothing is from here.
That's true.
Go check your closet. You can't find a piece of clothes that's made here.
I know. What used to get me, a lot of friends get on Facebook, said, just buy American. I'm just going to buy American. I said, get up with that.
You can't. you can't.
You surely can't.
No.
No, sir, you can't. But before I get on to my Raiders, I've got a question.
You buy American, you got to move to a nudist colony.
There you go, Walt. But anyway, before I get on my Raiders, I want to respond about what the guy said yesterday. Is this the guy that gets on the radio and talks about Brownell? I'm going to tell you one thing, Walt. If Coach Brownell, which you're probably going to talk me off the ledge with him for long anyway. But anyway, if he wins, goes to 6 NCAA championships, wins 2 national championships, Walt, I promise you, I'll get on the air and say, I will never say a word about Coach Brownell. Because what our coaches say, I would not be that stupid to get on here and say, hey, man, this guy needs to go. But that's what I was saying. I mean, I knew what he said. He's right. I did blast him. But when he wins, you know, two national championships and the 6th straight NCAA tournament, I will never say anything about
it. Well, look, if he gets to the Final Four in basketball, you need to build a statue of him.
You're right.
You know, basketball is a little different animal at Clemson than football is.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. You know, that's true. Just one of them day, but I guarantee you I won't be stupid enough to get on Twitter and Facebook and all that and talk about my coaches. But anyway, Walt, do you think the Raiders won that game last night because of all the injuries on Baltimore? You think that was a fluke or the Raiders for real this year?
I think it's too soon to know that, but I mean, I think Baltimore sort of gave the game away with their fumbles and their mistakes but the Raiders took advantage of it. And Derek Carr had a big game throwing the ball. Baltimore's a man coverage team and stuck to that all night and got burned, repeatedly. Of course, when they tried to play zone a couple times, they got burned in that too. So they're a man coverage team. They stuck with it. And look, it was an entertaining and wild football game. Certainly, you know, in the OT, you needed a 55-yard field goal from Carlson to get it to OT. And then honestly, Paul, you know, I've come to realize it just seems like all the time when a football player makes a stupid mistake, there is a massive price to pay. And when Leatherwood jumped, when you were at the goal line, you had second down and an inch or whatever it was, a foot, and Leatherwood jumped and turned that in to second and five, and then you threw the interception after that. I was thinking to myself, that's what happens, you know? And we'll all talk about the interception and bouncing off a helmet, but the mistake was made by Leatherwood, and now the Raiders are going to lose. But, of course, then Lamar Jackson fumbled it back to you, and you wound up winning anyway, when they had a coverage bust in the secondary.
You know, Hunter Renfrow, he still amazes me. Now, he looks like a little child after most of men, but he gets the job done.
No, he does.
It's just amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, he really does get the job done. It's just how he knows how to run a route and how quick he is and how smart he is.
Yep.
That's just the way it is.
100%.
That should give any kid, you know, that should give any kid to say, hey, look, if he can make it, I can make it.
Yep, it's true.
Because he really does a exceptional job. All right, Walt. Have a great day.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. You know, Brian Edwards of South Carolina had a big fourth quarter in that game, too. You know, he's a guy who I really think could be their WR1 on that team. Really their WR1 is Darren Waller. That's the truth of it. But I think Edwards could step into that wide receiver one role. And he certainly looked the part in the fourth quarter and in OT. I don't know where he was all game. That's a different issue. But Hunter Renfrow wins with his preciseness and short area quickness. You know, no, he looks like an accountant. He doesn't look like a football player at all. But he's masterful in the slot in terms of what he does. You know, I've heard these comparisons, these Will Taylor comparisons to Hunter Renfrow. Look, I get it. They're both little white guys, but there are distinctions between those two guys. One of them is that Hunter Renfrow is extremely polished in everything he does, and he has great short area quickness. But we need to wait and find out whether Will Taylor has those exact same attributes. But one thing that Taylor has that Hunter Renfrow doesn't have is Taylor's a better athlete. Will Taylor's faster than Hunter Renfrow, much faster. Much faster in a straight line. So, look, I said last week that I am fascinated by Taylor and the prospects of seeing him more and maybe seeing him in the slot as this year moves on. Lines still remain completely jammed. Let me get back to it. It's Logan. Logan, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
How you doing, Logan? Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, man, I wanted to call you yesterday when Cletus T. Paul got on there and started running his mouth, but I didn't. But I would like to address him today, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
With you and everybody in attendance.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Cletus, turn your radio down when you're on the radio with Walt, okay? Like, I know it's hard to determine it. When you're on the phone with Walt, there's a loop through the radio that's going to make it sound like you got an echo. Turn your radio down. That's the first thing. Second thing is, don't call a radio show and talk about somebody else when you're the cousin thumper talking trash about our basketball coach. Okay? Like, just don't do it. It makes you look stupid. And just plain and simple, just don't be that guy, okay? Don't talk about somebody else when you're doing the same thing, except worse, because I never said they should fire our offensive coach. I never said anything bad about the guy. All I said was he needed to be more imaginative with his play calling. That's it. And I don't know what you got to say about
that. Logan, if some of these rumors are right, he might be more imaginative with his play calling at Southern Cal as head coach, because you know he's apparently on the list of candidates for the USC job, at least most of the lists I've seen. Like, and it makes some sense because that's where his roots are.
Is like head coaching or offensive coaching? Or
no, it would be head coach.
Urban Meyer's probably going to take that.
You know, that's not impossible. I know people are downplaying that, but it is not impossible. There is a lot of rampant speculation right now about Urban Meyer. Some of it coming from Jason LaCanfora, who's normally a made man when it comes to these type of stories. Right. And excellent. Apparently,
yeah, I really think he'll be the one.
Well, you know, he's apparently what he's really displeased about is the lack of control he has at the NFL level. But, you know, he spoke to Jimmy Johnson in advance of taking this job. I don't know how a smart man wouldn't have understood that he wasn't going to have the same type of controls that he has over college kids and the college process. If he thought that's how the NFL was going to work, he's sadly mistaken. And quite honestly, if he's already tapping out at this point in the process, that would be truly embarrassing.
He's not
but,
built for that job.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I mean, if he got there and decided already that, hey, this isn't for me, that I can't control the things I controlled collegially, USC's another big job. You know, it's conceivable. I wouldn't rule it out.
But look, yesterday, I know, like, all I was saying, okay? Like, I didn't see any slant passes. I didn't see any pop passes. I didn't see any sideline quick passes. I didn't see any of that. All I saw was hike, throw it to a wideout or a slot receiver right there at the line of scrimmage. That's all I seen until the pick six. After the pick six, they started throwing passes and no, we didn't score, but, I mean, it looked a lot better than before the pick six. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Logan, I think it was just one of those games where the defenses were ahead of the offenses on both sides, and neither offense was ready. And I think, you know, as we watch game two, we understand some of these problems now. It's like I said, you know, if you go back to the Notre Dame game last year, DJ Uiagalelei threw for 300 yards to the wide receivers, another 60,
exactly.
Another 60 Travis Etienne. All those guys are gone. Those three guys were his main targets are all gone. So I just think it's going to take a little bit of time to develop the chemistry with Ross and Ngata and Latson.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And I think that'll happen.
When DJ gets his growing pains out of the way, like, you're going to see some magic.
Yep. Logan, I got to run. Really good talking to you. Appreciate the call. Thank
later.
You. Bengal John, Seminole, Leon, Seminole Ted, Tater Chickenator, coming to all you guys. Lines remain jammed. Ramona, as we get a break, Texas 706 says, Walt ordered a warm-up suit from a site on Facebook that took 6 months to get here from China. It was two sizes too small. This is from KT in Athens, and cost twice as much to return it as what I paid for it. You know, here's the thing. I'm not returning any of it. I'm not even going to think about it because however bad off I am now in this, which is the $224, I know if I try and return it, I'm going to wind up way worse. So no, I have a bunch of house shirts if anybody wants them. Hey, if you're an incredibly large human and you can use a 4X American flag shirt. I have yours. Also, if you need a 3X a Florida Lee New Orleans Saints color shirt. By the way, the Florida, I should warn you, the Florida Lee is massive. It's not like on the chest pocket. It's on the whole friggin' chest. I didn't even see that when I ordered. Walt, dip to the road rage. Quick break.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Relax. Adulting just got easier with Founders Collegiate Debit. Take your higher education to the next level with a debit account filled with perks exclusively for students. You'll enjoy access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, no foreign ATM fees, zero balance requirements, 24/7 account access with Founders Online and the Founders app, and up to $175 in bonus cash. Collegiate to learn more. Not a member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or one of our more than 30 office locations to see if you qualify for membership. Services require credit evaluation. Terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Much like nutrition and physical activity, sleep is a critical part of your health and well-being, and it all starts with the right mattress. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, and all of that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial and a 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Visit their mattress showroom in Greenville or engineeredsleep.com. For a better sleep and life, use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off with your next mattress.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
It's time to gear up, football fans, and the Tiger Sports Shop is the best place to do it. We have three locations to serve you, including our College Avenue store, our Highway 123 location, and our newest addition, the Tiger Sports Shop on Highway 76 in Pendleton. We offer everything Clemson for the Clemson fan, fueling the passion of Tiger fans everywhere since 1974. Champion, Cutter and Buck, Comfort Colors, Russell Athletic are just a few of the name brand quality apparel you can find at the Tiger Sports Shop. We're an exclusive provider of Nike on-field apparel and the unique Tiger Sports Shop branded collection, which offers quality apparel at an affordable price. Gear up with us and support your Tigers.
When your vehicle suffers a mishap, be it an accident, a door dent, or a hailstorm, take it to the George Coleman Ford Collision Center. It's just like their sales and service I've told you about. The same family, the same rated online reviews, the same integrity. It doesn't matter whether you're paying for it or insurance is. The George Coleman Ford Collision Center offers dent, collision, and glass repairs and has a full-service mechanic. No added fees and 100% guaranteed. Call 610-2655. You'll thank me later.
Hey, after work on Thursday night, if you get a chance, why don't you bring the whole family to an event we call Jazz on the Alley. It's every Thursday night in downtown Seneca on Ramcat Alley and Townville Street. Now, if you enjoy outside dining, great music, and just a fun atmosphere, well, here's where you need to be. It's Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night from 7 till 9. Here's a few sounds that you're going to hear every Thursday. So grab all your friends after work and bring them on down. Have a good time this summer season. And check out a little Jazz on the Alley, because if it's Jazz on the Alley, you know it must be Thursday night. We'll see ya. Come on down.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Yeah, you know, Tesha 3.0 has it on that Bronco for 2023 or whenever it's coming out. That's called, it's called the Warthog.
Oh, that's right. I remember something about that.
Yeah, Warthog. And so allegedly going to have like 550 horsepower and a wider wheelbase. Now, you know, those things aren't going to come cheaply, you know. I mean, you know, so, and, but there are so many derivatives. I mean, you know, I think it was the sport model, the last one that we advertised from George Coleman Ford, that thing had four-wheel drive loaded in that level and was only like 27, 28 grand, which is impossible. Now, again, you know, depending on your models and, you know, they go up. Ramona's acting, sitting in there mouthing like only 27, 28. I mean,
it's past my
pay grade. Hey, look, you can't buy anything for that price now. I mean, vehicles, maybe you haven't checked recently, Ramona. Vehicles are expensive. There's a new Jeep coming out that has, actually, I think it's out, that has like 390 horsepower. That Jeep starts at $74,000.
Does it come with a maintenance program?
That's just wrong. That's 100% wrong. 100% wrong. You know, by
I'm
the way,
sorry, but they keep coming to me.
Yeah, but see, like Thrill Show writes, it says, I own two Jeeps as well. Love them. Right. You know, again, it's like the part that you don't consider is that we people who own these off-road vehicles, we put them through a lot that your standard vehicle, like, you don't encounter, except maybe for today, from what you were telling me.
Yeah, I could have used what do you call those things in the front?
A brush guard?
I don't know.
Brush guard.
Yeah, I could use one of those.
Yeah, to plow into her? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no. The point was not to plow into her.
Yeah, because she was heading straight for you.
She was heading straight for me. If she'd have been going fast, she'd have hit me. She killed me.
I've seen more lunatics in the last 2 days than I remember seeing.
Weird, huh?
Yeah, they're out.
I wonder if she found what she was looking for in the back seat.
Well, you would need to quickly tell the story. Quickly.
Oh, okay. I'm driving down 123 in the left lane. Okay, and there all of a sudden there's this lady in a navy blue car coming straight for me, going down the wrong side of the road. Yeah. But luckily she was going slow. I slowed down
slowly down the wrong side of the road.
She was slowly and then pulled over to the side on the median to dig something out of her back seat with a kid in the back.
Yeah.
Halfway in the road and half out. I had to stop.
With a kid in the back, she's driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, I'm just glad that she was going slow because, I mean, she'd have hit me. She'd have killed me. So that's exciting.
Boy.
I forgot to call the cops. I usually call the cops on those kind of things.
Yeah, that would have disrupted the show. I mean, your death.
Yeah, you'd have to get somebody else to produce the show. Right. Oh, God, what would you do?
Exactly. Bengal John. John, how are you?
Good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in, John.
I'm officially done with my treatments as of yesterday, so we hope that that...
Good. Congratulations.
Well, I've got two purposes for my call today, Walt, and I'll make it quick. The first 2 weeks of football, I haven't been able to listen to your show in a couple of weeks, but the first 2 weeks of football, I haven't seen anybody better than Alabama, and I don't know. I obviously don't like it because I'm surely not an Alabama fan. But the three teams that you mentioned, and this is not to call you out or anything like that, but the three teams that you mentioned being Oklahoma, Ohio State, and I believe
Clemson.
Georgia was the other one.
Clemson.
Clemson. Have been less than impressive.
John, there's this interesting element about college football. It's that we actually don't play the championship to the end of the season. See, I'm not impressed by Alabama at all. That's going to be lost on me. I mean, what, they beat Mercer by 30? I'm sorry. The only guy I would be impressed with that is Mike Krzyzewski, and they beat Miami. And I've said a million times, and I know you've heard this, John, I think Miami is just – a horrific program. I think they just suck out loud. So I've not seen anything that's impressed me from Alabama. If people want to be impressed by Alabama beating Miami, go ahead. But App State should have beat Miami this week at Miami. I'm just not impressed by that at all. So I don't think there's anybody who's been impressive thus far, other than maybe Iowa and maybe Georgia. But other than those two teams, I'm not impressed by anybody thus far. And no, I'm not buying anything about Alabama right now. I'm gonna have to see Alabama beat somebody who has a pulse.
And that's fair. I mean, that's fair, Walt. I'm not saying Miami is any good, okay? I'm just saying the way they were able to do it. They look very balanced on offense and defense, okay? That's all I'm saying. Now, not taking anything away from those other teams, but Oklahoma got taken to the ropes by Tulane, for heaven's sakes. And Oklahoma was supposed to be this big offensive juggernaut, and they weren't. And then if you look at Ohio State.
John, in your championship season of 2019, did you look great early?
No. I mean,
right. I mean, you played a buzzer game with a Texas team that sucked, that had basically one player. And so that's my point. I mean, we're judging teams after the first or second week of the season now in terms of their worthiness at the end of the year. I'm just going to tell you right now.
I'm on record.
I've not seen a team right now. I've not seen any team at all that looks anything like what LSU and Alabama did the last 2 years. Nothing.
I'm not disputing that, and I didn't call to dispute that. What I'm saying is those teams that we had supposedly at the top of our leaderboard, if you will, have not been impressive. Now, maybe down the stretch they're more impressive, but I can tell you, you can take two of those out. I think Iowa's if I had to guess today, I think Iowa's in the playoff. Now, again, you know, but the Oregon game absolutely, totally shocked me. I was one of the very few people that picked Oregon to win that, and I was told that I needed to go pound sand because Oregon had six players out, but Oregon.
Not
Oregon
by me, you aren't.
Against Ohio.
I didn't tell you that.
No. Like I said, I haven't listened to the show in a couple of weeks, so I didn't know what your pick was. But anyway,
well, I thought Ohio State would win the game, and if they played again this Saturday, I'd probably still pick Ohio State. But look, I've talked for some months about what Ohio State's issue was, and Oregon nicely exploited that issue. That their issue is they lost their entire core of linebackers from last year, including Pete Warner and Baron Browning, two pros who are really good players and great athletes, and their linebacker level is just a disaster right now. And that's what Oregon took advantage of. They have linebackers taking false steps. They have guys who are just out of position and with run fits.
But Oregon had six players out too, Walt. You got to remember that. Oregon had six of their star players out.
Well, we're getting a little carried away. They really had two star players out. But regardless, I mean, Ohio State had guys out too. I'm not discrediting what Oregon did. I just don't think it means as much as people think it does. And for example, I you know, I'm hearing a lot of talk now about Oregon in the playoff. I'm not buying that. I just
No. I don't agree with that. No. I don't agree with that. As a matter of fact, Walt, I'll stand behind you 100%. You know, you and I are friends, but let me just say this. This is going to interest you, okay? This is going to interest you greatly. I'm not impressed with LSU. I don't think they have their stuff together. The defense is better than the offense. We discussed this back in the summer when we specifically talked about defense, and you said defense is really not a factor. And yesterday I was able to listen to the show, and now defense is a little bit more of a factor than what we originally thought. But I can tell you something. Both sides of the ball when it comes to LSU look horrible, horrible. And why they did not play Nussmeier and give him some time in that game the other day is beyond me. Max Johnson does not have his stuff together. He threw balls in the dirt. He's not, I mean, he didn't make the right reads. He didn't make the right checkdowns. The offense looks horrible. Now, granted, Emory Jr.'s out, and there's a lot of players out on offense. I mean, a couple other ones, but LSU looks horrible. I mean, horrible. So
hey, John,
here's what I'm going to tell you.
John, I've told you all along, the best quarterback on LSU's roster was Miles Brennan. The problem is he hasn't been able to stay healthy, and that's been a dilemma. And, you know, I know you had big expectations for LSU that don't seem to be working out so far this year. We'll see how the rest of the year plays out.
They don't win five more games, Walt, I'll tell you that. And I've been a diehard LSU fan all my life. But I can tell you, Ogeron's on the hot seat, and there are rumors, now you correct me if I'm wrong, there are rumors that Mr. Texas A&M could possibly be coming to LSU. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know. If it is, it would be just a personal thing for him because, again, he's being paid a king's ransom. He's got as cozy a deal as he can get. A&M has more money than God. I don't know why you would do that unless there's something about LSU, Baton Rouge, whatever, that he just loves. Maybe there is. John, I have to run. I appreciate the call. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter for all your plumbing needs. Lines remain jammed. We'll come to you. 288-7686, 288-7686. Look, no one does it like Roto-Rooter. They've been in business nearly 100 years. They're the same family has owned the franchise for over 30 years in the upstate, doing things the right way, treating people the right way. I have unsolicited testimonials till the end of time on Roto-Rooter. That's why everyone tries to copy them. Whatever your problem is, it's the chief concern for Roto-Rooter. Residential, commercial, they handle it all like no one else can or does. Like no one else has the resources to. This is Roto-Rooter. Listen, here's the other thing. Standardly, only one-third of the hours in a day are covered by plumbing hours. At Roto-Rooter, all 24 hours are covered. A live human being answers your call and directs help on the way to you 24 hours a day, 365. Write the number down. You're going to need it. 288-7686, 288-7686. That's Roto-Rooter. Trust me, you're going to need that number. You may not need it today. You may not need it next month. You may not need it for 6 months or a year, but you're going to need it. 288-7686. Write it down. Put it under your refrigerator. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
It's bow time. The new Bo's Chicken Sandwich is so hand-breaded, so big league crunchy, and so good. Try it for just $3.99 only at Bojangles.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
New and pre-owned Toyotas service for all makes and models. Ralph Hayes Toyota has all of that and a complete selection of rental vehicles ready for you. Heading to Death Valley for the game, tailgate in a full-size Tundra or four-wheel drive Tacoma. Rent one today from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Heading to the beach, rent a hybrid minivan like the Sienna with up to 40 miles per gallon. See the selection of rental vehicles today at Ralph Hayes Toyota, serving South Carolina for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph
Hayes Toyota.
With two locations, Reuben's has everything you need for your college football game day experience. Food and drink specials all day. Big screen TVs with surround sound and great seats throughout. If you can't join us at Reuben's, give us a call and we can create your very own tailgate spread for you and your friends. No matter the game, no matter your team, make it Reuben's this football season. Highway 81 off 153 in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville along the Parkway off Pelham.
Join us every Friday night for Friday Night Final with Jeff Holly, presented by David Taylor Heating and Air. He'll recap our game of the week and give you scores and highlights and interviews from around the state of South Carolina. All that at the conclusion of our game of the week right here on The Roar.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments over 5 years without paying a dime in interest. It's Diamonds Direct's most aggressive offer ever. Pick any item, get the super low price Diamonds Direct is known for, spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest and zero down. No exceptions. Don't miss this incredible limited time offer. 5 years, zero interest on approved credit only at Diamonds Direct on Woodruff Road across from Target.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Hall of Famer Warren Sapp here to tell you about my favorite sports book, BetUS.com. I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Just like me, BetUS is the Hall of Famer of online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know when you win, you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers all the action to make every game feel like the playoffs. Call today at 1-800-69-BETUS. That's 1-800-